Hey guys, welcome to this week's KZN Fishing Podcast Series. And guys, it is a really special one. It is our number 100 episode. Can you believe it? 100 episodes in 1 year. There we go. Cue the sound effect. But yeah, of course, why not? Yeah, so guys, we've got a really special show. But before we do, a special thanks to my, a few people actually. So here we go. Starting off, thank you to you guys, our audience, for keeping us going on the show. It's been 1 year, it's been 100 episodes, and we have brought you the feeding zones of KZN over this past year. And, you know, thanks to your our audience, they have given us the support we needed to keep going. The show could not be possible without you guys tuning in. Secondly, and very importantly, my contributors. Guys, these contributors, Adam, Ali, Jan, Mike V, Brad, Gary, Jesse, Nick, and so many more others. We could not have had the show possible without them. They have been with us from pretty much the start of the show. If this is 100 episodes, they've been at least but 90% of them in the KZN fishing podcast bit. And whether they are ill, whether they are busy fishing, whether they are away, they still make sure they bring us the freshest content. So big up to them. And guys, contributors, thank you for making the show possible and getting so far. Of course, third on my list is definitely my man, our legend, Mike Pereira. Guys, as soon as I pitched the idea of this podcast show to Mr. P, he loved it purely because it benefits the anglers. So that is what Kingfisher is about, bringing you the show every week. They've been our sponsor from the very start. So thank you, Kingfisher, for making this show possible, as I always do mention. But you know what? None of this could be possible without them. And more importantly, most importantly, the reason why the cover of the show has my dad is because the show is dedicated to my dad. Now, 2nd of March, this is when I'm bringing you the show. Today is 1 year since I lost him. And the reason why I'm mentioning this is because he was kind of the reason that I got back behind the microphone. So my dad always supported me when it came to whatever I wanted to do. You know, when I wanted to launch a newspaper, of course, 100%. I wanted to come out with a book, definitely. I wanted to open a tackle shop, of course. You know, and even a clothing range. Yeah, he backed it full on. But when I came up with the idea of this show, I go to my dad, I'm like, Dad, you know what, I got this idea. And he's like, okay, he has no idea what a podcast is. You know, so anyway, I go and visit him in hospital. This was around mid-February last year. And I put this audio clip in front of him and I said, you know what, just listen to it when you have a moment. Just, you know, I'm going away, you know, but it's, you know, hours are over, but you play it out. And so later on that afternoon, my dad sends me a text, and this was pretty much the last message I received from my dad. And it was how proud he is of, you know, what I've put together with the show and how I have an idea. And, you know, I got it and I get it and it worked out and he loves it and it's absolutely amazing and well done. And, you know, everything a father says to a son, which was pretty awesome. Until, you know, well, he passed and I couldn't get behind the microphone for a couple of weeks. And then I played out his message and I read his text message. And it was pretty much that message that kept me going and getting back behind this very microphone right here. And that is the reason we are on number 100. So, Dad, when you are listening to this show up in heaven, number 100 is for you, Dad. Couldn't be here without you. So, guys, number 100, we are going to kick off the show. It is brought to you by the Kingfisher. It is an epic one. As always, our contributors has got reports of rods bending throughout the entire KZN coastline. And we're going to get into all of that in this week's show. But before we do, as always, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
Triple Fish Rhino Braided Leader Line has been specifically designed for the rock and surf angler. Ultra thin diameter, unrivaled knot strength, extreme abrasion resistance, and low visibility make it the ideal rock and surf leader. Multiple weaves make it perfectly round and extremely sensitive. Excellent for South African conditions.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. 100 shows and still going strong. What a great sponsor you've been to the Angler News South African Fishing Podcast. Not only do you do what's right for the industry, but you bring out some fantastic products as well, like Triple Fish Rhino Braid. So guys, we promised you a fantastic show for this week, and we will deliver a fantastic show, starting off down the South Coast with our South Coast guru, Adam, who's got some proper bending rods over this past week. Here he is, starting off with his report from Port Edward, moving down to Ramsgate, Yuvongo, Margate, Shelly Beach, and rounding off in Port Shepstone.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow anglers. I trust that all is well in the fishing community. So, we are in the new month of March, and things are definitely slowly but surely, Vinesh, hotting up on the lower coast. Now, in terms of edible fishing, it's definitely picking up, and the non-eds are still around. We've got some good bass comps coming up. The rivers are still doing pretty good on the coast. In actual fact, they are getting a bit better. The water's a bit still settled in some places and unsettled in others. So you can kind of pick what sort of water you want to target, Vinesh, and what species you hopefully want to catch. Also, with that being said, with the month of March here, it means that the crayfish season is open. So guys, great bait, and as we know, fantastic eating. Now, if it is a bit bleak or a bit swak on the beach in terms of anything edible that you can put in the pan, we've definitely got some dirtier water spots at the moment, Vinesh, where you can target some crayfish. And as we know, beautiful on the bra, I must say. Now, moving over to fishing-wise, in terms of what it's been like on the coast, Vinesh, the last few days, it's been a sort of up and down. I have seen a few kingfish still around, loads of those small cob, pan-sized cob, and a few big ones in between. As I'd mentioned earlier, the water's still brown in some spots. There's a bit of blacktail around, which is always great to see, and also a few big one of those make a good meal, as we know, and some mixed-sized shad. Margate Pier being a good spot for those at the moment. It's been sort of slow in some days and a bit better on others. There's also a lot of non-eds around and some flatfish. So a bit of a smorgasbord, I would say, Vinesh, or licorice, all sorts, as we all love. Now, just one thing I would like to touch on quickly, Vinesh, is fishing licenses. So we've had DAF or DEF or Parks Board or whatever you want to call them, the authorities, let's call them that, down on our lower coastline the last few days. It looks like they are going to be hanging around sort of in this month of March in the next couple of weeks. So we've had a few guys fined already at Block in Port Shepstone, being a spot that some guys did get fined. No licenses. I know of some guys that got fined down towards Palm Beach area for, you know, sort of undersize and over limit on fish, actually. I'm not too sure what it was, but I did see the messages forwarded. So guys, look, let's not ruin a good day's fishing with not having a fishing permit or a fishing license. Just head down to your local post office. It's anywhere between, I think, 50 something odd rand and 70 something odd rand, Vinesh, for a monthly or a yearly license. And pay the 20 rand extra and just get a full calendar year license. It's just, in my opinion, a no-brainer. Look, I mean, from 500 rand upwards on the fines, I mean, that's a lot of money, particularly in today's day and age with the economy, as we know. So guys, just rather hit to your local post office, bite the bullet, get a license, and don't get caught, because they are going to be hanging around, from what I know, for a few weeks down on the lower coast, Finish. So look, it's been fairly good. Things are definitely hotting up. March, April, May, definitely fishing should start getting way, way better. So that's great to see. Going over to our rivers, it's been really good on the coast. A couple of small rock salmon. We've had a few nice-sized kingies caught on lure and on bait. And some grunter. Bit big and a bit small-sized ones from Impenjati, the reserve, as we know, down to South Grim Lagoon, moving up to the Umzimkulu. So the guys are definitely seeming to be targeting our rivers a lot more at the moment, which is great, as the rock and surf has been a bit up and down. Just touching on that again. And we know that moving over into the Bass Paddle Comp coming up soon, which we will touch on, I think, in the next coming podcast, Vinesh, that, you know, that's something maybe we can just get out and try and do, especially if it's a bit windy on the beach. Most of our dams down here tend to be a bit more sort of sheltered. And obviously, you know, it's not like Durban, guys, where you've got loads of bigger public dams. We've got a few small ones down here that we can get access to without having to know a farmer or a friend. So It is a bit more trickier, as I've mentioned in the past, with getting down to our local dams here, but most of us know a farmer. Most of the farmer guys fish themselves. So, you know, a lot of them are friendly and open to fishing, as long as you keep it clean, you know, look after yourself and don't do anything silly. But that being said, we should also be doing that on the beaches, Vinesh. So going over into the weather for the weekend, Friday to Sunday is a steady northeaster until Monday, blowing around 20 to 30 k's an hour with a few gusts in between. The wave swell will be around 2 meters, so fairly big for most of the weekend, with the wave periods between 12 and 16 seconds. However, it does drop down to around 10 seconds on Sunday. So it does seem to be a bit of a not too great, not too bad weekend, you know, in terms of weather, Vinesh. But again, you know, we've got so many different forms of fishing down in KZN that it's unbelievable. We're almost spoiled for choice, from deep sea to rock and surf to rivers, estuaries, bass fishing, whether it be fly fishing or spinning. You know, there's so many different forms of fishing on our lower coast. We really are spoiled for choice. So if you can't fish rock and surf, there will definitely be something else for you to do in terms of fishing. But otherwise, guys, I hope that you have a super awesome weekend coming up. Again, please remember those licenses, bag limits, and sizes, guys, as they will be down for the next few days on the lower coast. Guys, have an awesome weekend. Vinesh, have a great one. Tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. What a fantastic way to start off our show, my friend. Pick your spot and you will get the species. It looks like a bag of licorice, all sorts down the south coast amongst all those various facets of angling. That is certainly the place to be. So maybe that is one of your favorite spots to head for this weekend. Guys, like Adam said, crayfish season is open. However, make sure to respect those bag and size limits, especially with that park sport being around. Let's not ruin a day's fishing, like Adam said, by not having our permits. Now, in conclusion, lower south coast is definitely producing the results. What about closer to Durban? Well, let's move into Warner Beach and Amanzan Toti with Gary from the Kingfisher, and this is his report for this past week.
Morning, chaps. It's Gary from the Kingfisher Warner Beach. Yeah, the DC really came through yesterday. So far, there hasn't been much, just a little edible fish out and there, and a grey shark or small skate. The ultra light guys in the river have been getting quite a few fish, so sea park, perch, cob on paddle tails, and of course the sandfish and rock salmon as well. The rock salmon, it helps if you've got a boat and you can throw it sort of towards the structure and pull him away. A couple of nice ones I heard came out with on quite heavy tackle with a surface lure. Otherwise, yeah, we just sit tight. I did see some pockets of bait out here on Sunday afternoon after work, and I looked about 300 meters out. But the sea was sort of really off color yesterday again, and choppy. So let's see what happens in the week ahead, and tight lines for you all.
Thank you, Gary. You know what? That is exactly what I would like to do this weekend. I am an ultralight angler myself, and if the river is producing fish like that, that is certainly one of my hotspots I want to be over the next couple of weeks, actually. As that's Warner Beach and Amanzan Toti. Now moving into Durban, where the news has been exciting over the last few weeks. We are with Mike Fee and Brad Krobler with this week's fishing report, and I can assure you it's another fantastic one.
How's it, bud? Yeah, conditions were great. Fishing was good. A lot of edibles were caught. I saw pictures of some giant GTs again, 20, 30 kilo size ones. The guys got some lovely GTs as well on spinning tackle off the beaches. Some good stumpies caught as well. A good couple of pics of some lovely cob around. Sandies, honeys, diamonds, all over the place. The guys that were fishing for them got some good fish. I saw blackfin. I think it must have got 80 or 90 kilos on the north coast as well. So, yeah, there are some big sharks mixed in as well for the guys that are fishing for them. The bay, lots of lovely grunter, 70, 80 centimeter size fish being caught stand water and off the boats. Kingies and spring are still around, so the guys are having a good jaw on the light tackle. Offshore, there's been kuta, there's been sunuk. There's been bonnies, there's been tunny, there's been a lot. As well as on the bottom, the oaks have been getting some lovely rock cod, reds, all those sort of things. So all in all, fishing has been great all over. The oaks that are putting in the time are getting the reward. Yeah, lekker, buddy. Hope you guys have a cracker week.
Well, good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Well, guys, fishing over the last week. Guys, there's been plenty cooter and snook, preferably straight off to the west or just before the west is when the snook are eating the most proficiently around the South Pier and Blue Lagoon and a couple up the Black side, but not too many. Cooter mainly sitting around the Floaty area, in Floaty, Westbrook, that side. Dorado are still here, the water's still lovely and warm at 25 degrees out there. Yeah, the bottom fish, general, same thing, red, slingers, soldiers, all in that 35 to 40 fathom area up in Schlanger and Floaty. But yeah, fishing's been alright. So yeah, guys, tight lines, speak to you next week.
Now, didn't I promise you a great report out of Durban? Oh, yes, I did. And thank you, Brad and Mike. That is absolutely fantastic. Edibles, non-edibles, game fish, bottom fish. Durban is certainly the place to be. It is certainly hotting up and it's going to be another epic weekend out there. So now that rounds off the South Coast and Durban. Moving up the North Coast, we are in Ballito and Salt Rock with Jesse. And this is his fishing report for this past week.
Morning, everybody, and welcome to the 100th episode of this podcast. Geez, that's an achievement of note. I honestly think that you're doing a world of wonder when it comes to sharing information, knowledge, fishing spots, tips and tricks on this platform. I must say thank you to everybody involved, and thank you to Vinesh. This is really has come a long way. And it's frightening to see how quickly it's got up to 100 episodes. So thanks to everybody for the contributions on information and all of the rest. And let's hope that we can make it to 2, 3, 4, even 1,000 going strong. So yeah, guys, thank you so much. With the recent weather conditions that we've had, it's been a little bit tricky in the last week for fishing. Not to say that people haven't caught fish, they have caught fish, and it's actually been quite good. And when I say quite good, the guys spinning from the surf have caught a lot of fish, a lot of kingies, a lot of snook in some areas. I haven't been able to get it out of the guys where they're catching, but my hint there would be to go north. And then you'll see that there's a bit of a trend of the spinning guys will fish for inedibles when the weather conditions are right, and vice versa. And I think what the best thing we've seen this week so far is how many flatfish sharks and just general inedibles have come out. It was a bit of an upside down week as far as weather was concerned, but for some reason everything just lined up and the fishing was really good. We had a lot of catches of sandies. We had quite a few honeycombs coming out. We had diamonds. We had a couple of browns. I saw a really big thorntail that came out, which just in the blurry photo that I saw seemed to me to be in the 60 kilo range, which is a very, very nice fish. And then all of those fish have been spread out throughout the coastline. It's very difficult at this point to pinpoint where they've been coming out because it's just all over the show. I can't say one spot has been better than the next. If I had to put my money on it, I'd say, you know, I'd head up to Tinley Manor and I'd fish Tinley side. And the nice thing about that is because there have been a couple of Stumpies and Pompano following last week's run of them as well, if you had to go up to those areas and you did not come right with a flatfish or a shark, you could definitely put a bait out closer to the high points, and you could do quite well there with some larger edibles. Because of all of the dirty water that's coming down Tugela and the northern rivers, I think most of the edible fish have kind of moved a little bit down the coast, and places like Tugela and all of those areas have been fishing really well for edibles. A lot of cob still coming out, not massive cob, but there are cob coming out, which is pleasant to see. it's keeping the guys busy. And then like I said, with the spinning, there have been a lot of fish coming out. And I wouldn't say, again, it's restricted to any area specifically. I've seen guys catching all the way up, almost at Tugela in the dirty water. And I've seen guys catching all the way down at Blue Lagoon. So it's quite nice to see how many fish there are around. And a lot of the species are there, are made up of when I say kings, your black tips, your big eyes. And then there's been a lot of smaller shad coming out as well on spinning, which is weird because I haven't heard a heck of a lot as far as your bait goes with shad. We've sold very few sides this week, so seems to have settled down on the bait a bit, but there might be catches there that would basically be from the coverage of water. So the guys are covering a lot of water when they're spinning, walking up and down the coast, making a lot of casts. You're bound to come across a shad at some stage, and if he's there, he's going to eat. So I put that down to that. That's quite good. Out on the boats, we've had a decent run. It's been mainly snook again. The snook haven't seemed to calm down at all, and I'll put that down to the fact that the rains have just continuously come out. Week after week after week, we're just getting rains. And you guys will hear me talking a lot about how the snook feed after the rain. And because of that, it's just kept them in the area. A lot of the fish that are coming out are really big. A lot of them have a lot of eggs, a lot of roe. I heard of a snook that came out that was so big that the roe, the two roes inside the fish, weighed 2 kgs, which is incredibly big. It really is a good snook. I'd love to have known what the overall weight was, but it's a good indication of it. And then a couple of tuna coming out, a few kuta coming out. I won't be able to point out the locations just in respect of people who have been fishing there, but again, I'm going to say it's widespread, but mainly up north. And then we have been seeing a little bit of action off the Westbrook area as well, so that's quite nice to see. As far as freshwater is concerned in our area, Hazelmere seems to have picked up a heck of a lot. I haven't seen it in the most recent days, yesterday, the day before, purely because I've been busy. But I would assume that after the rains, the water would be a little bit off-coloured again. And it has been off-coloured since our floods last year. But it did increase in visibility. It improved drastically. And we'll have to see how it goes from now. But I would assume it's off-coloured again. And one thing I would advise the guys, don't always stick to the water closer to the dam wall at Hazelmere now if you're looking for clean water. A lot of the time, the cleaner water is actually in the river. And the reason I say that is the water, dirty water flows into the dam while it's flooding. It flushes out so fast that the new water that comes in is just, and not runoff, it's just a standard seepage, comes down the river and it's putting now fresh water into the river, into the dam. If you look at an aerial view of the dam, you'll often see that the dam itself is dirty, chocolate brown, and the water coming in is a little bit cleaner. And that's purely because the water that's come into the dam has been churned up so much that it takes ages to settle, whereas the river water is constantly flowing. It's filtering itself through reeds, filtering itself through all of the algae and the debris in the rivers. And it normally cleans out a lot faster. So if you guys are going to be fishing in Hazelmere, where the fishing was good over the last 2 weeks, then what I'm going to suggest is try fishing the river now immediately. And if you don't come right there, start filtering out into the dam itself. Other than that, bass fishing in general in the Midlands, or Peter Marisburg, Midmar, and all of that has slowed down a little bit. I think we've seen a couple of decent catches from Unanda, but other than that, bass fishing is a little bit quiet. Guys, thanks for everything. Don't forget to send your reports through, and we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jesse. Number 100. Guys, that's what it's about. Kingfisher sharing their advice, sharing their info, and telling you exactly what is going on a weekly basis. Looks like there is a spinning session of notes happening in the Balito area. And apart from the spinning session, a lot of edible and inedible action. Even the ski boat angling is off the charts. Even the rain is doing their part by producing that snook after the rains. I mean, 2 kilos of fish roe in a single fish. I mean, like, that is unheard of. That says enough about the fishing that's going on in Jesse's area. Jesse, what a great contribution to the show, my friend. You know, it's more than just the report. It's the advice you give, especially, you know, whether it's fishing bass or ski boats or rock and surf or, you know, just even scratching. You are an absolute legend, my buddy. Now, moving further up to Imtanzini Backs, we are with Nick. And this is his fishing report for this week. Not the greatest one, but there has been some rod bending. Take a listen to Nick's report.
Afternoon, Vanessa. Not a lot to talk about yet again. We're having such a beautiful day as an example, and now the wind just pumped through. It's a mad noise, and the clouds are coming by the 100 miles an hour. So it'll put this evening's fishing to a damper. We didn't have best of weather. Finally, on Saturday, the sea actually cleaned up very nicely, and guys went down fishing. Got a lot of small sharks, but one ski boat went out. They went up for most of the morning, and then the wind chased them off the sea. They were only fishing for game fish, and they went out as far as Kerry's and the water of that was clean. They didn't catch any. However, the boat that went out on Friday went to a half point, and they got a nice bonny and a cooter. Not very big, but still got a cooter. On the river, a baby dead hippo was found. But I'm talking about baby as in small. We don't know where this thing came from. No sign of a mother. Lots and lots of river bream being caught at the moment. I suppose they're fattening themselves up for breeding season in the winter. And some nice sized ones at that. Is that for this week? Sorry, not a lot to chat about.
Thank you so much, Nick. Looks like you've had some real ups and downs over the past week with the weather and the fish on the bite and off the bite. Well, you know what? It is what it is. And what we appreciate more than anything else is a good, honest report. And that is something you always deliver. So thank you so much, my friend. Guys, that is exactly what you can expect here on Angler News South Africa. KZN does produce some really good fishing most of the time. But when it's not good, our guys will tell you, listen, it is what it is. Now moving up to Richards Bay, we are with Ellie, and this is her fishing report for this past week.
Good morning, Vinesh. I hope you are well. Fishing this past week has been very good, with plenty of snook coming out on both the north and south sides. There's also plenty of dorado being caught while jigging and trawling. The bottom fish have also been very active the last week. There's been plenty of big rockets coming out, as well as some bigger sinners and salmons. In our harbor, it's been a bit more quiet, but anglers have been catching some small snapper salmons and kingfish. We also have a few competitions coming up. We have the Kuta Classic on the 25th of March to the 26th at the Lalasi Skipper Club. And then the Fishing Festival on the 17th to the 28th of March. But that's all for now. Thanks, guys, and tight luck.
Thank you so much, Ellie. It is always so good to have you part of our show and to hear from you. Guys, looks like Richards Bay is producing the fish with dorado and snook all over the place. That is including the north and south. The bottom fishing has been good. And yes, Ellie will be reporting on that Kuta Classic, so we are certainly looking forward to that. So that rounds off our saltwater report for KZN. Now moving on to the freshwater, we are with Jan from the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg. And this is what's been going on our fresh water scene.
Hey guys, autumn is in the air, and it seems, and I'm holding my breath here, that the weather is settling just a tad for the time being. Rainfall has been minimal, and we didn't have to buy those water wings that I indicated last week might be necessary. Good news also is that the rivers and the dam overflow, and I see the mid-mile wall daily, are slowing down. But probably the best news is that the weather seems to be on a cooling streak, finally, and that the Natal Fly Fishers Club have just reopened its still waters. So happy news for the trout anglers out there. Still a little early for the NFFC Stillwater report to be coming in, but I'm sure that will change very shortly, and we will see a flood of returns coming in probably over this coming weekend. From the river anglers, reports are that the water has still been a little on the high side, but has subsided enough to get out there. One report indicated water flowing fast, but fairly clear, and had a good couple of brown trout reported in the 7 to 13 inch, that is 18 to 33 centimeter bracket in the return. No mention of flies, unfortunately, but pretty sure that these would have been primarily on nymph or even on a dry ropper rig if the mention was of the water flowing fast. As mentioned previously, a large dry fly, and my favorite is a foam hopper, is more visible to fish in fast water and then can also be used to drop a weighted nymph, giving you the angler the best of both worlds. February's Major League Fishing Cast for Cash event was held at Midmar Dam last weekend. Somewhat inclement weather, unfortunately, had the field of anglers having to wait to get going while the mist cleared. Unfortunately, again, as it seems to be the case at most of these events, fishing was slow and off for Midmar. While there were good numbers of fish caught, most of these were the typical quote-unquote Midmar dinks. As usual, a few anglers managed to find some decent fish, with one Bornman from Richards Bay taking the big fish prize and first place with a great fish of 4 kilograms plus. Congrats to the top 10 finishers and all the anglers who managed to find the good fish. Other than the event on comp days, word from the Bass Waters indicates that fishing is good, quote unquote, from both Albert Falls and Midmar. The local yellowfish, that is scaly anglers, are still on slim pickings, I'm afraid, with much of the lower river section still blown out and chocolate. But as one angler notes, however, the fish are still there and they have to eat. But a single fish for half a day's fishing just ain't that much fun, in my books. So guys, it's currently only for the diehards. Sterkfontein has also been on a bit of a go slow lately. Guy David Weaver recently reported that still being a great fishery, it's not a great catchery at present. Fish are to be had, however, but it's hard work. Conditions should improve as the weather settles, and guide Mark Yelland, who's currently up there at the moment, rates March to April being the best months. So it's still a bit of a waiting game, guys, but tight lines to all of you guys making the effort and getting out there, and do pop into the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. What a way to round off a report. The best in tackle and advice from the Kingfisher. Guys, that is exactly what they are giving you. The advice, like Jan was saying, there are great catcheries, but not great fisheries. Some areas are hot, some are not. But this is what our contributors bring to the show. It is the advice to increase your strike rate and to put you in those hottest feeding zones. Now, back to what Jan was saying. The still waters are open. I absolutely love it. We waited so long and it is finally there. We can't wait to hear the catches that come out and the results are produced from these dams. Now, guys, that is our number 100 done and dusted. Thank you, the Kingfisher. Thank you, my contributors. And most importantly, thank you, our listeners, for tuning in for 100 episodes of Angler News South Africa. Guys, all I can say is it's been a dream seeing my idea and vision come to life and you guys appreciating it. And it's been also an absolute pleasure bringing you the best in knowledge and advice and getting you into the right fishing zones to improve your strike rate. It is something that I've always been passionate about, educating anglers, growing our sport, and more importantly, fishing responsibly. Now, guys, in conclusion to this week's show, a huge shout out to my contributors. They have been so loyal and dedicated in reaching this 100 mark. All the contributors, everyone that put stuff together for the show, it could not be possible without you. We could not have reached this point without you. So once again, thank you ever so much from the bottom of my heart. And of course, special thanks to Mr. Pereira and the rest of Kingfisher for making the show possible. We are looking forward to the next 100. Oh, that's it for this week, KZN. I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. And always remember, keep your fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Dad, this one was for you.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany's Center.